the Grace Down Podcast. I'm Jonas.
I'm TNT Dynamite, the Explosive One. We got a very special guest 3 days in a row for four.
Charlie.
You're damn right. Let's crack into another one.
So if you were listening yesterday, I'm sure you've been champing at the bit, waiting to hear Charlie's sorority stories. So
Jonas, you went to college though, right?
I didn't go to a traditional school.
You didn't go to you didn't have a fraternity?
Nah, man, that ain't my life.
You ain't your life? No. Me either. I'm not. You sound like you had a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, it was a good time.
You're telling us a little bit. I would suggest leaving the explicit use of any narcotics out of this.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah. Drinking's fine, though.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that's all we did.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, good, great.
All right, episode over. We drank a lot.
Literally.
Next one.
So yeah, I never was in a frat or dated a sorority girl or anything like that.
No,
so
I'm excited to hear what kind of lifestyle. What give us a couple stories.
Well, hold on 1 second. If you had to describe sorority life in 3 words,
oh my God,
what would you say?
3 words.
You
are limited.
Oh my God, I don't.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. There we go.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Oh my God.
Okay. Great.
And in that dialect too. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh, man. Great. That's odd. That's oddly the most specific way to describe it.
Yeah, so that's all you need
little,
to know.
Am I allowed to tell your sorority?
What? Oh yeah, yeah. I already said. Yeah, all
right.
Yeah.
You were a Gamma Phi Beta.
Gamma Phi Beta.
Nice. How do they?
Big dogs on campus, right?
That's us.
How do they determine what letters you use?
That's a good point. That's a good question.
They're like years old.
How do they determine that they're Gamma Phi Beta and not like Omega Epsilon?
I don't know. That's actually a good question.
They never give you the history on your.
Oh,
sorority?
We got the history. We had to do. Oh my God.
Oh, I want to hear about your hazing. Yeah,
When you're a pledge, you literally have this booklet that has been written by headquarters. It's like a textbook about the history of the sorority, and it like.
Wait, so it's like a nationwide thing?
That's what most fraternities and sororities.
Well, Gamma Phi Beta is actually international because we have one in Canada. Thank you very much.
They allow the Canadians in. That's why they're really nice.
So who was the originator of the game? I'm sure you remember the name.
Helen M. Dodge, Mary E. Bingham. Oh, God. I need to know
Your sorority sisters are turning in their graves.
Helen? Maybe that wasn't even the name.
Helen?
Oh, I don't remember. That's Mary E. Bingham was definitely one of them.
Okay. Right. What did Mary E. Bingham do?
She started it at Syracuse in 1918. I don't
know. Goddamn, they were partying down when Prohibition was still going on.
No, they were started as philanthropic organizations, and then all the rich people infiltrated them, and
then the kids took over and started drinking.
Yeah, and then it became a party thing.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of things start out with the intention on being helping people and doing good to the community, and then people are just I just want to get drunk.
Government?
Yeah.
That part, everything. Yeah. Everything starts out with good intention. Yeah. I feel like humankind has good intention, but it always.
Yeah, capitalism started out with good intentions. Exactly.
Did it though?
It's
for the business.
It was better than some of the alternatives.
Yeah. Do you want to start? Do you want to start with your favorite sorority story? Do you want to start with hazing?
Did they do any hazing?
Yeah.
Well, I'll talk about a typical week.
Okay.
So
this is as a pledge or once you remember?
No, once you're when you're a pledge, you have to do some of this stuff too. But what would we call them? God, I don't even remember. We weren't allowed to call them pledge. It was they were trying to get out of the whole hazing environment
juniors
and everything.
Or something like that.
Yeah. You had to call them something. Initiates? Pledge. Not. God, I'm not going to remember. But it's been so long.
It's been a while.
That was nice. So a Monday night would be chapter, and that's when the whole sorority comes together in the house, and you do your little what's it called?
I don't know.
I know, not chant, ritual. You do your little ritual.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, you have to open chapter, and it's sacred. You keep all the blinds shut. No one's allowed in.
Yep.
It's very secretive.
What do you guys? You don't have to tell us because I don't want you to get blackballed from your sorority. What do you do?
Church? You welcome everyone in and you do a little ritual thing, and then
who drinks the blood?
You don't. No, no, we don't do that.
Okay.
But then we'd have this freaking 2 or 3 hour long meeting about the state of the sorority. We do this every Monday.
Every Monday.
Oh my God!
Changes in a week.
I don't know. That's it depends on what happened on the weekend. That's what a lot of people would get in trouble.
get in trouble for what?
Did you get demerits?
Exactly. Oh, okay, yeah. You could get kicked out for like...
Oh, because they went to a frat party and like did dirty, nasty things? Like,
there's this weird like unwritten rule of like... Oh. You can drink as much as you want, whatever. And this, I'm speaking my college only. Okay, like, okay. I don't know.
Disclaimer.
Gamma Phi Beta nationwide. I don't know. But, like, there's this weird unwritten rule where you're allowed, like, you're supposed to go out every night and drink and whatever. But, like, once you get to that point, that tipping point of, like, oh, my God, you're way too drunk. Or you're like, embarrassing the sorority. You need to go home. And, like, if you get... you know, three strikes against
so
you,
if you're like blackout drunk or you're like making a fool of yourself, like they'll catch you and be like,
being blackout, like when I went, that was fine.
Did
like,
they shame you in front of the whole sorority?
Yeah
mm-hmm. But they'd be like, Charlie, you were out on Friday night and we saw you XYZ, and you're like,
oh my God. You would have to go to standards. We had a standards board. And that was just made up of literally girls your own age who were just bigger bitches than anyone else, who wanted to feel more important than everyone else.
Yep.
And they'd like shame you and tell you like, do you have to like do like Hail Marys or something?
Why,
like,
we have, or oh, you posted something on your Instagram with alcohol in it.
Oh my God.
You're not allowed to do.
This is not
this is insane to me.
I'm familiar with
it. They monitor your social media?
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. We would. This is so funny. Yeah. If someone commented a star, like an asterisk on your post, that means you had 24 hours to delete it. And if you didn't delete it, you'd be sent to standards. Because if there was like even a hint of a cup of alcohol behind you, you would get sent to standards.
So like they would just comment an asterisk. Like you all like,
So
you
like,
all like judged each other's stuff.
Yes.
Insane. Would you, I'm sure that there were some asterisks that were there for no reason whatsoever.
So girls would do that and be like, I look ugly in this photo, so I'm going to asterisk it. And it's like, okay, well, that doesn't mean anything.
Like they're in the background, like with a weird face.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So anyway, so Monday.
I would just take it to court at that point. You got to take me to court.
Man, so Monday is Monday's cult night. What's happening on Tuesday night?
Monday's cult night. Tuesday at my school, we'd go out. Wednesday.
Tuesday night, go out night.
Oh my God. And
go
it was like,
what?
I'm not going to give away where I went because if I say what we did, it'd give it away right
away. Yeah, that's fine. But we went to the bar.
Oh my God. We went to the bar on Tuesday night.
Or house parties or whatever. Yeah. Okay.
You would black out. Okay. Normal Tuesday night.
Okay.
Wednesday, there was another opportunity to go out, but you usually wouldn't. Thursday is like the entry to the weekend. So we would have, what are they called? God, exchanges. They're called exchanges, parties with frats, like, but they're cut off from every other sorority. So what? It's just your sorority and that frat partying.
Is this just to try to get
this is like a range of couple up?
Yes, literally. Like, that's what it feels like.
Because you're like, oh, you got to date the Omega Kappa guys.
Yeah. And if you got like a exchange request from, so we had a social manager. If you got an exchange request from a frat that was like bottom tier, it would be like no one would come and it would be really embarrassing for the frat because girls would be there and you'd feel bad because they're like the nerdy guys or something, you know.
I'm not feeling bad.
Well, and then Friday night we'd usually have another exchange, and if not, you just go to the bars or whatever. And then Saturday night probably another. So this is literally like,
so literally Monday was cult night, every night was get drunk night.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm weirded out by this whole exchange party.
Yeah, it's like,
what's the premise?
I never even thought about it. It's just to like get to know each other. Like,
bro,
hey, this is
real.
They're hookup parties, right?
I mean,
that's
the point. It feels like a hookup party.
I mean,
but not only that, it feels like an arranged marriage hookup party, which is, makes it even weirder.
You're like,
and then
oh.
It's like, you're not trying to like expand your bases, because what, he's going to be like, oh, really? I really like those beta girls. Maybe I'll send my daughter there when she in 20 years. I'm trying to
figure out
like what's the point of the
Did they have like a Greek Olympics and you partnered with like a frat and did a thing?
What was it called? God, I don't remember what it was. Well, with like homecoming, there would be a whole week of events.
Could
and stuff
you only
like that.
Go like but homecoming? Could like y'all only go with the sister frat?
You'd pick a frat, like a frat in a sorority would decide to pair together.
So what if somebody in your sorority was dating like an Omega guy, and then you got paired up with like the Alpha Betas to go to the prom?
Nope. Well, that's not how it works. But yeah,
prom? I mean, homecoming. I said
prom. Oh, homecoming.
Yeah.
Well, homecoming's like the football game.
Yeah.
It's not like
but
a
what if
home,
she's dating
like
someone
dance.
From another frat, though? She has to go date with somebody else?
No, God, it's not that
not
serious.
Like ownership.
Yeah.
It sounds like a little...
Ownership. Actually, now that you say that, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. Either way, exchanges sound weird to me, but I do want to know about some more of the week. So.
In exchanges were only like 2 hours long. You'd have a set 2 hours, and then the frat would buy all the alcohol. Like so the sorority, dating? It'd be like your pregame. Well, you'd pregame the exchange, and then you'd go to the exchange, and the exchange was like your second pregame of the night, and then after the exchange, you get to just go wild on Greek Row and go wherever you want.
And would they try to riz you up at the...
Yeah, they'd try to like keep you there, because they don't want... Obviously, when the exchange ends, any other girl can come into the party, and so like they want to keep girls in there all the
time. They
want
to be like, oh, there's already 20 girls here. So.
Yeah, this sounds horrible. Oh my god,
it does. Especially with them buying all the alcohol.
Can we roll this into one more, because I want to know more about sorority.
Yeah, I got a lot to say.
Okay, all right. Well, stay tuned for tomorrow. Charlie's hanging out. That's all the time we have for today's episode. Sorority Row Part 2 tomorrow. For Jonas,
TNT, and
Charlie.
We out.